I mean, the two schools of thought with young quarterbacks, you know, let them sit or let them play. How has playing from the start really helped your development, do you think?
I think just I learned better through experience. You know, actually getting real reps, game experience, you know, those things I think are priceless and have helped me grow. You know, and those are good learning tools as well. And, you know, I think for me, that's what's really helped me and gotten me where I'm at today.
So what's different for you, year one to year two? What stands out in your progression?
Just being more comfortable. You know, last season, everything's really new. You come into a new city, new team, new teammates. You know, now in year two, you know, you got a lot of the same guys. You've been around the town for a little bit, so everything's a little more familiar, and you just feel comfortable.
Kind of an obvious question here, but when you got DeMarco Murray and Henry piling up rushing yards, just how much easier does that make your life?
Yeah, I mean, you said it best. It really helps our offense. You know, it for me as a quarterback, to have those guys as an option out of the backfield, whether it's running the football or, you know, as well as the passing game, those guys are very dynamic players that can make plays, and, you know, we're very fortunate to have them.
Oftentimes we hear coaches say that you'll prepare for another team regardless of what the injury report looks like, but with a guy like Clay Matthews that kind of plays the position differently than maybe any edge rusher in the league, is there a big difference preparing for him if he plays or if he doesn't play?
Well, I think you just got to, you know, take it for what it's worth, prepare each and every single day, and, you know, it's tough to say. You know, it's up to the coaches, but for us as players, you know, obviously you prepare with the mindset that he's playing and just go from there.
What is it like to prepare for a secondary that has had a ton of moving parts over the course of the season, so there's not as much film to go back and watch on each particular guy?
Yeah, well, you know what, it's tough. I think, you know, they do a lot of good things in their scheme. You know, they put their players in really good situations. So, really for us, it's just noting and doing our best to understand what they're doing throughout their scheme and really not try to worry about matchups and players.
Speaking of matchups, just how big of a matchup problem is your tight end, Delanie Walker?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, speaking of matchups, just how big of a matchup problem is your tight end?
Delanie, yeah, I mean, you know, physically, I think he's tough to cover. You know, he's as fast as a lot of receivers, but he's built like a tight end. And, you know, like you said, it causes matchup problems. And, you know, we do our best to try to take advantage of that and get him the ball.
For people who haven't seen you guys, who in the heck are your wide receivers? I mean, how much comfort? I mean, obviously, it's not a – no offense to those guys, but they're not exactly a household group, but they've done well for you.
No, like you said, they've done a great job. Whether it's Rashard or Tajay or Kendall or, you know, even Harry and Mark and some of the other guys, I mean, they've done a great job of stepping up and coming in and doing what's asked of them. You know, that group is continuing to grow. I think it's relatively young. They've got a couple older guys. Having Andre around for a little bit really helped their growth. But, I mean, those guys have done a great job of coming in and playing and, you know, just doing their best to execute.
Marcus, when you were talking about, you know, preparing for unknown, you know, DBs and secondary players, you kind of look at scheme. What strikes you about what you see in the Dom Capers defensive scheme?
Well, they do a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you know, they do a good job of, you know, mixing up their pressures and bringing guys from all over the place and from places you probably wouldn't expect. You know, on the back end, they do a good job of disguising things, you know, covering disguising what they're actually playing in and you know, doing a good job of reading routes and understanding patterns and jumping some of those things. So, you know, we'll have to be prepared for that. And, you know, it's going to take a group effort, continuing identifying and communicating throughout our entire offense to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Are you anxious to get back on the field Sunday after a game where there were two defensive touchdowns?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I have an opportunity to get on the field, it's a blessing for me, and I look forward to it every single Sunday. Obviously it was a tough loss last week, but I thought as a team we played well. Minus a few plays, minus my turnovers. I'm looking forward to the challenge. Green Bay's been kind of a household team in the league for quite some time, and it'd be a lot of fun to see how we do.
Those turnovers aside, you've scored a lot of points the last five games. What's gone better from that perspective compared to the first 4 weeks?
Well, I think it's a combination of the coaches doing a really good job of putting us in good situations, and just coming down to we've been executing better. It takes all 11 guys communicating and being on the same page to really get some of those things done, and credit to the guys. I mean, they've done a great job.
I know you don't necessarily go against this player on Sundays, but you see him in practice and you saw him in camp. What makes Casey so difficult along that defensive line for opposing offenses?
Yeah, Jarrell's done an unbelievable job of creating pressure. I think Coach LeBeau does a great job of putting him in good situations. But Jarrell's one of those types of players that can be disruptive from any position, along that front. And, like you said, we see it every single day in practice. He works hard, he competes, and, it's no surprise that he does well on Sundays.
What all have you seen, or I guess maybe not what all, but, generally speaking, what have you seen from teams trying to stop you from running? Has it been spies, extra rushers, playing conservative? Is there any sort of generality that you've seen?
It depends week to week. Teams have spied. They've done other things, maybe dropping back an extra guy in coverage. It always kind of depends on what the coordinator wants to do. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. We'll be prepared for whatever comes our way, but it's kind of been different week to week.
Teams have spied Aaron Rodgers a lot recently, and I was just curious, generally speaking, what is it like to play against a spy?
I kind of like the spy because, it takes another guy out of coverage or another guy out of rushing. Obviously you're kind of limited outside of the pocket, but, have one less defender in coverage and one less defender rushing you, I think it's helpful.
You've seen, obviously, Dick LeBeau's defense blitzing and separate practices. Does that help you at all coming into this game, or you might face a lot of pressure from Dom Capers?
Yeah, to face Coach LeBeau throughout the entire camp, you see a lot of different things. You see a lot of different pressures. You kind of see a lot of things you're going to end up seeing throughout the year. So, obviously Green Bay is going to have something for us we'll have to communicate and identify. But for us, we've seen a lot of things teams try to do to us, and Coach LeBeau makes sure that, we're able to see those things in camp.